Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Hoping to ride the momentum following Friday's historic U.S. Supreme Court decision paving the way for gay marriages nationwide, State Senator Larry Farnese is renewing his efforts to end legal discrimination of Pennsylvania's LGBT residents, and he joins us now in conversation. Senator Farnese, thanks for being here this evening.
Thank you for having me.
This is not the first time you've brought this type of legislation to the fore. Why do you think it has a better chance of succeeding this time?
Well, before I even get to the Supreme Court case of last Friday, I do note that last session, both myself and Senator Brown co-sponsored the bill, Senator Brown from the Republican side, and we had, I believe, 23 or 24 co-sponsors. So there were only 23 Senate Democrats. So clearly we had bipartisan support, and we were very close to getting the bill out of the Senate last session. So with the momentum that has just been building with the Supreme Court case, quite frankly, I was hopeful even before the Supreme Court case came down because, you know, a recent study shows that 75% of Pennsylvania voters support updating our discrimination laws to protect gay and transgender people from discrimination. So I think it's right in line with what people around the Commonwealth and around the country want.
So let's focus on the specifics. Is this bill different than previous versions that you've submitted?
There's going to be some language changes, but I think when we get a final product introduced, the sole purpose is going to be what it has always been, and that is to stop what I and many people consider to be, you know, a just disgrace right now, where an individual can be turned down for a job, for example, solely because they are gay. And we have to stop that. What we will be dealing with the anti-discrimination bill is it's going to include as a protected class a sexual orientation and gender identity or expression, and that will be added to the list of protected classes. So this is basically updating our statewide anti-discrimination bill.
Is this focused primarily or exclusively on employment, or does it also consider other aspects, for example, housing?
Absolutely. Yes, it does, without a doubt. Right across the board, housing, employment, you know, renting, anything like that, it would be protected. For instance, we have people that come here that are some of the best and brightest that we have to offer in the country. They come to Pennsylvania and they want to have a job, they get hired, and then they find out, if you can believe this, that they are denied housing or a mortgage because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Now, what usually happens first is that people look at you and they say, you're crazy. That's impossible. It's 2015. Well, I'm not crazy, but it is 2015, and yes, we do allow legalized discrimination. And so right there, you know, to deny someone housing or a mortgage because of, to put it simply, who they choose to love, I think is ridiculous. And I think it's something that we must change, and I think we will be doing that, hopefully, you know, before this legislative session ends.
As you make this argument, though, for equal rights, why do you come up against so much intransigence among your fellow lawmakers?
I don't think the opposition is as much in my own chamber as it is with some individuals in the other. But 75% of the people in Pennsylvania want this. Other states around the country have it already. Surrounding states around us have it already. So Pennsylvania is a conservative state, but I believe that people in Pennsylvania, wherever you live, they are beginning to recognize that LGBT equality, whether it be same-sex marriage, whether it be equality in housing and employment, it's not a hot issue anymore. People understand it better, and they understand that we need to get with the rest of this country and with the rest of the surrounding states, and we need to provide equality. I mean, let's face it, you can't have equality for all when you still allow inequality for some. I mean, isn't that really what this is about?
If these measures make it to Governor Wolf's desk, is there any ambiguity in your mind about how he feels about it?
The governor has said that that is one of his priorities. He wants an anti-discrimination bill, and he campaigned on it. And so I am sure that, you know, he will be smiling ear to ear when he signs it, and you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be right there next to him.
Senator, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your interest in this.